Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. We always love having him here. You see him on AEW, you see him in GCW. You're going to see him at New Japan in Seattle on January 15th. I'm so excited to talk to him about all those things. We got Leo Rush. Leo, how you doing?
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm doing pretty good.
You're a busy dude. You're always into something.
Always. I have to be. I got 3 kids, man.
It's true.
Into something.
How do you have time with 3 kids? I mean, you are making dates everywhere. You are working on music everywhere. You're on TV shows like all the time.
I'm just I have accepted the fact that I'm just always going to be tired.
Yeah.
I've just accepted that fact. So I always make time. I'm in fuck it mode right now. So
yeah.
I'm just making time for everything.
Are you one of those people that where you're so busy all the time that if you're not busy, you like feel guilty about it?
Oh, definitely. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I feel crazy when I'm just kind of like sitting down and doing nothing. My wife asked me the other day, it was like, do you ever like watch TV when you're not with me? And I'm like, no, I hate just sitting down and doing nothing, but I probably should get used to not doing nothing. I probably need the break or need the rest.
Sure. Like if I start playing PS5, I'm like, what else could I be doing right now? Should I be doing something else? And then I'm like, wait, this is part of all that work that I did prior was so I could get here and I could be happy relaxing. Yeah. But then once you've had that mind state for so long, you just don't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm learning that. I'm learning to just take a second, take a breather, just relax.
We're going to be busy January 15th. You're working in New Japan, which you've worked consistently all throughout this year. And man, I've loved New Japan Strong. I think that as much of a bummer as the pandemic has been, it sort of forced a brand split for New Japan. And I think it's worked out really well because New Japan Strong is this wonderful combination of like established stars and people who are like bubbling under and then complete unknowns, and they come together and there's a lot of magic made there. What's it like been working for New Japan, and how did that even come about? I assume the answer is going to be Rocky Romero contacted you.
Yeah. Just to answer that question. Yeah. The reason was definitely Rocky, and I'm forever grateful. Rocky is an amazing, amazing guy. Amazing performer. Just, you know, every time I always bring up Rocky's name, nothing is ever, you know, said poorly or bad about him. So I think thank God for Rocky. But the locker room in New Japan is incredible. It's a breath of fresh air. And just like you said, you know, you've got people in that locker room that are experienced. You've got kind of independent legends in the States. You have legends in Japan. You have the up and coming guys in the States. You have the guys coming over from, you know, excursion and the young boys, and it's so cool because you never know what to expect, really, and you never know what to expect with these matches. And I feel like there's no like real tier system. I feel like in New Japan, you can see a young boy go up against, you know, somebody that has years and years of experience, then you might see a shock win, or it might not be a shock win. You might just be looking at the future of New Japan Pro Wrestling, and you know, that was just your first time seeing it. So it's pretty cool. New Japan is pretty cool, and I'm happy that I'm there.
And one of the things I love about New Japan Strong, like, we've seen people from AEW, from Impact, from MLW just scoot right on over there in the middle of their deals, and
yeah, that forbidden door that people like talking about. It's wide open.
Feels like it's like off the hinges now. Like, we've seen Archer and Moxley and Kingston, and like when I saw Chris Bay going over there, I'm like, oh, Impact and New Japan are good, like, because they weren't good for a very, very long time, and things are just so much different now than before you were in WWE navigating the scene.
So different. I kind of can't even believe how different it is. I mean, but who would have ever imagined or thought that wrestling would get to this point? I mean, I certainly did not. You know, even when I was a teenager and or a preteen, looking on YouTube and watching like the dream matchups that people would like make. You know, like fucking like Sting versus Kane. Yeah. Like that was like, I mean, that's just something as crazy as that. Like, you know, you're seeing matchups that you would have never thought could have happened. And they're happening. They're happening, I would say every week, but you know, you have wrestling on every day now. So I feel like history is being made day after day after day. And it's pretty cool to see, especially in New Japan. I mean, again, you know, you have, I mean, even for myself, my favorite match in New Japan that I've had so far was against Taiji Ishimori.
It was great.
That match was, I didn't even think that was possible, but when it happened, I'm like, man, this is so cool. I can't even imagine how cool it must be as a fan to have seen that or see any of these matches.
And we mentioned the 15th, we mentioned Rocky Romero. You're in tag action there, but you've been teaming with a lot of different people, like from Juice to Arya Daivari to Adrian Quest, like a lot of different people. What has that been like? I mean, it seems like every, and I know they tape these heavily in one time. How has working a lot of that tag stuff been for you? Because, I mean, I know you're no stranger to it, obviously.
Yeah, it's been cool. It's been pretty cool. It's definitely been different. You know, I've been a singles wrestler for years now. And it's cool to, you know, dip my toes in something different. It's nice as well because I'm getting older and I can take less bumps.
Yeah.
I got somebody else to get beat up. No, it's been fun. It's been really fun, especially, you know, teaming up with guys that have that experience and guys that I've been, you know, crossing paths with over the years. And you know, teaming up with Rocky, it's kind of like a match made in heaven, and it makes so much sense. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think I made a tweet the other day, and it was where like fire opponents, but we're going to be a dynamite tag team. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I think just the chemistry that me and Rocky have, even outside of the ring, is definitely going to help prepare us to be a cool tag team in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Speaking of outside the ring, I know one of my writers in particular, Jeremy, flipped out because he's a big Challenge fan, huge Challenge fan. And he was thinking of any excuse to write articles about that show before you were on the show.
Yeah.
He wanted me to ask you, do you think it'd be good for, like, to do that, like, in pro wrestling? Like, because we see a lot of similar things. Like, I personally, I've always thought, like, why doesn't WWE do, like, an American Gladiators, a Pros versus Joes, or a challenge thing? How do you think that would work out, like, with wrestlers doing challenge full on?
That's a very interesting question.
There could be some hurt egos there.
Yes, yes. There would definitely be a lot of hurt egos. But I think all in all, I think it'll be entertaining. It'll be pretty, pretty entertaining. I think it'll be cool to see, and not saying that, you know, professional wrestling, there isn't a real aspect of athleticism, because obviously there is.
Yeah.
But when you take out, I just want to see who the athletes are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to, and I think fans would want to see that too. I think it's a different type of athleticism that you have to, in order to be a professional wrestler. But when you take the professional wrestler out of the wrestler, how athletic are they really? And I think that that would be very entertaining in itself, whether good or bad. And, you know, some competition. I think that there are a lot of egos in wrestling, and there are a lot of egos and friction between the boys that a lot of people don't like talking about. And that'll be a cool little way to you know, take some aggression out.
One of my favorite things to ask people that have worked for Vince McMahon is, like, has Vince ever tried to physically wrestle you? And Bobby told me, yeah, he tries to pummel underhooks on me every once in a while. So, like, I would have loved to have seen Vince, a competitive Vince back in, yeah, like, in his 50s, not before, not after, in his 50s when he was all, like, jacked up, like, doing, yeah, some stuff like that and just getting livid at people that worked for him over, yeah, that situation.
Yeah, I thought that would have been pretty, pretty cool. I mean, I'm dying to see it. I hope it does happen.
Oh, man. Another guy you've worked for, Tony Khan, he has just straight up outwardly said, I recruited him to come. I recruited him to come back. It has to feel good to feel like, to not just be wanted, but for someone like Tony Khan to be, like, so public in saying, I wanted this guy. He's going to be an important part of our roster. I got to have him. And I let him know that I had to have him.
Yeah. It's, I think it's always such a cool thing when you have somebody passionate about what you love doing. And Tony is clearly incredibly passionate about professional wrestling. And that I feel like a lot of his excitement bounces off of people, and his energy is very contagious when it comes to wrestling. So it's cool to be, it's cool to have a boss that thinks of wrestling in that aspect. When it comes to me in particular, it was nice. It was a nice feeling. It was nice to have someone with that much influence and that much power say, hey, this guy is good, and I want him a part of my company. And, you know, what else is there to really say? I mean, what else can I, that's such a compliment. It's a really cool compliment. It's a really cool compliment. And I am super appreciative of that.
Something you've gotten a lot of positive reaction on is the story you're involved in with AEW. Man, this thing has layers upon layers upon layers, to the point to where I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, we've got Dante Martin, who is sort of the belle of the ball, and you saying, like, I've been there. I've been you. I've had everybody wanting me. And he's being pulled different directions. And we've got the question, when's his brother coming back? Where will his allegiance lie there? How will that factor into all this? Like, this seems like a well-crafted story. And it's one that we haven't necessarily seen unfold. And in wrestling, it's really hard to have, like, a completely original story like that unfold. How have you felt about it as like, the months have rolled on? And, like, do you have in your mind a vision where it's going to go?
Not really. And I feel like a lot of people don't. But that is okay. That is okay. That is the beauty of professional wrestling. Not everything, even when you plan something out, it never really goes as planned. I think the best things that happen in wrestling happen organically. And, you know, there's a lot of.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And that's what brings excitement as well. When you never truly know what's going to happen, even from the wrestler's perspective, you know, like I said, things happen and change so quickly in the world, and you have to adapt, and you have to roll with the punches and the time. So I think this story is one that is a slow brew, but
I love it. It's a slow brew. I don't know if Darius is going to come back and hug his brother or punch him in the mouth for teaming with everybody under the sun. Like, I don't know, and I love that I don't know.
And even that, even you know, obviously I don't really talk to Darius, or I haven't obviously seen him around. But you know, even that is something that nobody knows. Nobody really truly knows how his body is reacting to therapy and rehab, and how quickly or slowly his progression is going to be. So, like I said, everything is just kind of organically happening and rolling with the punches and seeing what's next.
So I had mentioned you're working New Japan, you're working GCW, you're working AEW. How was all that broached when you're first contacted about doing an AEW deal? Obviously, they're okay with it. You're doing it. Everything's working fine. And we've seen a lot of those same people work GCW and AEW and New Japan. But like, does that even come up in the conversation? Because I mean, I know there are a lot of finite details that have to be covered.
Surprisingly, no, it doesn't come up in conversation a lot. I think Tony is pretty, I mean, like you said, you've seen so many people within AEW work all of these other places, and I think it's just where we are at in wrestling right now, where it's just exciting times. You're just seeing so many people pop up in different places, and you never know who's going to show up where, announced or unannounced. I think that's another part about wrestling, that, you know, the fans are just so excited about wrestling. So a show could be fully sold out already without even having to name particular people. And you could just be going to that show and just see somebody, you know, show up. And that's super cool. But, you know, like I said, you've seen all these guys and girls pop up other places. I think it's pretty well known that Tony is excited about his pool of talent. I think as long as we're being safe, as long as we're doing good business, then it's good business for AEW. You know, that's sure. Just like, it's like anything. So no, it doesn't come up a lot. It's normally just a, hey, I got this show coming up, is this cool? Yeah, as long as it doesn't run into anything, which is common. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting.
So I mean, yeah, I don't expect you to divulge any details. Are you with AEW like long term? I know you got the Is All Elite graphics, so under the assumption it was a full time deal, but a lot happened since we saw that. So did you come back like on the same deal you were on before?
I got offered a deal initially, and like you said, things happen, things change. The world of wrestling has changed. I will say this. I will. And this is no secret. I mean, this is no secret. You've seen.
You can tell some secrets if you want.
There's no secrets. I have nothing to hide. But this is just me pointing out the obvious. I'm a lone wolf, man. I go where I want. I like putting things on my resume. I like working a lot of different places. I like wrestling anybody and everybody. And I mean, we've seen that ever since I left WWE. I've been in AAA. I've been in MOW. I've been in AEW. I've been in New Japan.
Your independence has seemed like it's important to you.
It is. It's very important. It was very important for my mental stability.
Sure.
I never really liked being stuck in one spot, especially if I don't have control over that. And I think, and again, this isn't a secret. This isn't something that we haven't already seen from me. But again, this is just the times that we're in wrestling right now. And I think it's a beautiful thing that you can have someone be signed here, but also work there, mm-hmm. or be signed to multiple deals, but still be able to pop up. I mean, we just saw Mickie James get announced for the Royal Rumble.
It's wild.
That's incredible. But yeah, like I said, it's no secret. I am on a deal with AEW, but I'm also on a deal with New Japan. I'm also, you know, doing my own things back at home. So it's pretty open-ended, and it's just exciting.
Speaking of AEW, stuff you're doing on your own, and a little bit of both, Mark Henry announced, as we filmed this, a hip-hop compilation, which I had actually heard about, I want to say mid-December is when I heard some rumblings about it. I was like, well, I heard the names involved, and I was like, okay, that's interesting. You've got an EP coming out in February, too. I've mentioned this before. I Wonder, I love that song. Fantastic song. You really dove into music and had some success with it and done really well with it. How has that been for you, working with AEW, working on your own and pushing forward with music?
Yeah. As far as things on my own, I mean, I've just seen so much growth with my music organically. And it's been pretty fulfilling. Just my streaming numbers alone compared to previous years have skyrocketed up. And I think that's just been with me being consistent and, you know, hungry and motivated to assert myself in that field, just like I did on the independent circuit with wrestling. I'm doing the same thing with music. And it's pretty cool. Like you said, I have that EP coming out in February, called To You. I haven't even said that yet, but yeah, that's the title of the EP. It'll be released on Valentine's Day. So it's pretty cool.
Nice.
But this project with AEW is such a cool thing, as well, that I will be a part of, as well as, numerous, African-American, talent that is a part of AEW, and we're all telling our stories, whether it's ourselves individually for those who can write music and record, or you know, I know that there are some producers and other recording artists that are going to be, you know, telling other wrestlers stories for them. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's all going to be released, I believe, like you said, for Black History Month in February. So it's a big time and moment for me with my music, with my own EP, and then the project with AEW. I'm looking really forward to both of those coming out.
Really excited for a couple of the guys that appear on Fightful's Grapsody Show, Righteous Reg and William Washington, to be a part of that as well. So very excited for them. And definitely, guys, check out Leo Rush's EP. And not only that, a lot of his other great music that he's put out over the last couple of years. I've really grown to like it. I don't know if that does anything to make it sound cooler. I doubt it. But but you never know. I specifically remember the first time I saw you wrestle live. I was on my honeymoon, of all things, and the hurricane hit Orlando, so they pushed the NXT tapings back a day. And I was like, wow, I'll be there. Let me go there. Let me make this trip tax deductible. And I was watching you wrestle Velveteen Dream, and I saw you do that cut you do in the middle of running the ropes. And I had never seen anybody pull that off, even try it like that. At what point did you realize that you could do things physically that, like, probably nobody else in wrestling could do? Like, was there, like, a light bulb moment when you're like, I can do this. Like, I'm a real life Spider-Man.
Everything that I do. And this is dated back to, you know, when I was in high school, and people would always ask me if I could show them how to do certain things, like on the wrestling mat. And I never felt comfortable. I've never felt comfortable with showing someone something else physical, because I know what works best for me, and I know my body, and I know my limitations, and somebody might not be able to pull off what I can pull off. But I've started to really focus in on my imperfections and my flaws, and kind of using that to my as an advantage, really.
Sure.
My moveset, a lot of things have happened by accident, and then I did it, and I kind of fucked it up, and then I kind of did it again in that same fucked up way, but kind of carved it out and put pieces together and created something different, something new that hasn't been done, that only my body can do, because it was my fuck up.
Yeah.
So I've really been taking that and just being different. I've noticed that the way that wrestling is evolving as a sport, physically, a lot of the same moves are being used, and I like to try to just be as creative and innovative as possible, and just different. I think just something different can be considered innovative and creative. And something so simple like that rope direction switch. I don't even remember what the initial question was.
It was basically, when did you figure out, like, I can do shit nobody else can do?
I stopped watching other matches. I stopped watching people's matches, because I didn't want to see something and say, oh, I want to try to do that. I just went in a ring and and just started, you know, working on myself, just started focusing on myself, and just kind of let things happen organically without being influenced by somebody else's style or moveset.
Leo Rush, I want to thank you so much. You guys can check him out. New Japan Strong taping Seattle, January 15th. I could talk to him all day about wrestling and music, but I'm gonna hit them up to interview him again every time I possibly can. But New Japan in Seattle, Switchblade Jay White is there, TJP, Brody King, Rocky Romero, as if you don't see him enough on every show ever, Juice Robinson, David Finley, Josh Barnett is there too, Jonah, it is a stacked show. Leo, I want to thank you so much for taking the time again, man.
Thank you. I'm just hearing you talk about that. I'm getting excited just and knowing that it's going to be at the famous, you know, Washington Hall. You see clips on it all the time. It's such an incredible environment, such a credible space. And I'm looking forward to coming back and not for Defy this time. I'm going to be there for Dan Parson. So I'm pretty excited about that.
And like I mentioned, they've got like you there who's got a style of his own. You got a great tag team like Finn Juice. You've got Switchblade Jay White, who's been a top of New Japan. And then they're like, hey, let's bring in a former UFC world champion, Josh Barnett, a catch wrestling god. Like, you get everything on these shows, and I'm excited for people to check it out. January 15th. Leo, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.